Hello, everyone. My name is Wilbert Davis, and I'm going to be your host today, all right? And I hope everyone having a blessed day. It's a beautiful day out today, you know what I mean? Yes, sir. All right. Today, this podcast will be called, or should I say episode, will be called You Can't Outthink God. You can't outthink God. You know, we can't outthink God for the simple fact that He's infinite, omnipotent, and forever. You know, and why would you want to try to outthink something like that? That's nuts. You know what I mean? You know, because it's always come a time in your lifestyle when, in your lifetime, when you gonna need a higher power. You know, so the best source to have is God, you know, Christ Jesus. You know what I mean? Because the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. You know what I mean? But you got to believe this within. You got to believe that. You got to trust that within the limitations of your spirit. You got to trust that from deep within. You know what I mean? Got to stop riding on the surface, man. You ain't gonna get nothing done like that. You know what I mean? If you want to be of Jesus, you want to be on God's team, and then you got to act like you want to wear this jersey. You got to act like you have some class. Some sportsmanship, you know, and put in some participation, you know what I mean? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, not us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Every time you try to understand something on your own, every time you try to use your own eyesight, you asking for failure. You promoting a problem. You bringing trouble into your own existence, your own life. You know what I mean? But we don't know what we're doing. We don't understand how to get through this. It's ways of doing things, you know. And Ecclesiastes says a time and a place for everything. So how, I'm going to ask this, though, so how can you outthink God? Man, woo, we got to stop having that. That Egyptian Pharaoh thinking, man. We got to get rid of that. We got to get rid of that. Having a hard heart, you know. Man, that's out the door. That don't work, man. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? It's time to suit up in the spirit. It's a spiritual warfare out here. And yeah, we out here acting like, you know, we smarter than somebody else when, man, one of us know nothing. The word said we ain't number filthy rags. Man, y'all be, what I'm telling you. Woo! Boy. Wow. I remember when I used to think like that, and I thought I was doing something. And we ain't doing nothing, man. We just... birds in a cage, acting like we flying. Yeah, you know, you might spread out a little bit, catch a little flight. But how far you gonna go? You don't know how far you gonna go. You have no knowledge of that. You just think you do. And thinking and knowing is two different things. Knowledge only goes so far. That's why the Lord say, without vision, my people perish. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have vision, man. You can't use your eyesight, your natural eye, is carnal. It's carnal. Lord, give us strength through the power of your grace, for we know not what we do, God. Yes, Lord. Give us strength, God. Because you said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through your name, God. God is in protect us, Jesus. And show us the way. In your name we pray, God. Amen. Everybody, y'all stay prayed up. Keep your head up. And keep moving forward. In Jesus' name. Alright. Peace.